Okay, y'all. So we want to do a little segment that we're calling Culture Cues. And this is sort of, you know, our quick hot takes on how we were impacted culturally on, in this case, the topic of change. And so, Shaniqua, do you want to kick off our Culture Cue segment with your share?
I would love to. So, briefly, just some context about Shaniqua, who I am. I like to joke around. I was raised as a Southern Black belle. I got my MRS before I graduated high school. well, clearly I didn't get my MRS because I wasn't married, but I was trained in all things related to being a good wife. And part of that was in the Black community. Church is everything. And it's the bedrock of our culture. And also, so the first passage or a scripture I'm going to read is from, it's very short. And I'm going to read it exactly how I heard it growing up in church. It's Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. There's more to it, but my pastor constantly stopped there. And I thought that was quite fascinating, that like interesting that he would stop there, because it reinforces in a way, not challenging like the current structures of our culture. From a young child, I constantly questioned, like, why do we have to believe in this? And then, like, the more I learned, I'm like, huh. But I think, like, that even spills into, like, outside of the church, culturally, like, challenging, you know, like, our family dynamics. But what I found to be, like, I guess, like, more perplexing, like, my community, we also cried out for change. So, which I'll bring to my second, is a poem. It's one of my favorite poems by Maya Angelou. It's called Life Doesn't Frighten Me.
Love that. Okay, I can't wait to hear you read this.
And I just remember, like, this poem just, like, I feel like this poem just, like, kind of speaks to, like, being a Black woman in America. Life doesn't frighten me. Shadows on the wall, noises down the hall. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Bad dogs barking loud, big ghosts in a cloud. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Mean old Mother Goose, lions on the loose. They don't frighten me at all. Dragons breathing flame on my counterpane, that doesn't frighten me at all. I go boo, make them shoo. I make fun, way they run. I won't cry, so they fly. I just smile, they go wild. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Tough guys fight all alone at night. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Panthers in the park, strangers in the dark. No, they don't frighten me at all. That new classroom where boys all pull my hair, kissy little girls with the hair and curls. They don't frighten me at all. Don't show me frogs and snakes and listen for my scream. If I'm afraid at all, it's only in my dreams. I've got a magic charm that I keep up my sleeve. I can walk the ocean floor and never have to breathe. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Not at all. Not at all. Life doesn't frighten me at all.
Beautifully, beautifully done. That was amazing. And one of my favorite poems. I love that poem. That's
It's just like,
it embraces
how.
It embraces the concept. Yeah, it's beautifully. Like, just don't be scared.
Yeah. Just like,
no matter what comes your way.
No matter what. So, thank you, Dr. Maya Angelou for that. May you rest on in peace. Thank you for your contributions. Well, Stephanie,
Yeah.
share more about your culture. What was the cultural influence for you?
So for me, my cultural influences, really, I'm gonna pull them. We talked about how I was raised. I talked about sort of my family culture and the way that we looked at change, which was less is better. Less
Keep it
change
at
is
bay,
more.
please.
Yeah. So I wanted to share a couple of things that influenced the way that I thought about change as I grew and matured and started to develop my own relationship to change. And the first thing, it's very Gen X culturally relevant, and anybody who's ever seen the movie The Breakfast Club or loves David Bowie at the level that I do will know that he has a famous song called Changes. And at the beginning of The Breakfast Club is a quote, and these children that you spit upon as they try and change their world are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. And that is like seared into my soul, seared into my mind, seared into my
That's
spirit.
beautiful.
And in it, I remember seeing it, being 15 or 16, reading it, knowing I already knew the song, I already loved David Bowie. He was already a representation of authentic expression, of creativity for me, just a massive force of energy to me. And I remember seeing that quote and like just knowing that I had to know it, like going and like looking at the lyrics of the song and like reading all of the song and like writing the quote over and over again on my notebooks and on the backs of the, just really integrating what that meant, which was I had the power to change my own life. Like
Yes.
that's what I really read from that was like it didn't matter how I was being judged for it. It didn't matter what other people thought about my choices in the context of what I needed to trust within myself, that I was quite aware of what I was going through, even when nobody else was. And so the other thing that I wanted to share about what helped inform me and develop me as it related to change, is also very spiritual, is a prayer. It's a prayer that anybody who's been in AA or any 12-step program would be very familiar with, and it's the Serenity Prayer. And the prayer is stated as, God grant me the wisdom to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can. Wait, I always get it wrong. Yes. Give me the power to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? Like that just very and it and you know it is rooted in that space of recovery, but I went through recovery in my late teens. That was part of my journey, and it's a piece of that recovery process that stayed with me for life, because it just makes what I like to call simple sense, and I like things that make simple sense, it is important to be able to accept things that you can't change. It is important to have courage to change things that you can, to take that action. And it's really, really important to know the difference. And so, yeah, I use wisdom from Mr. Bowie, and I don't know who came up with, I honestly don't know the origin of the Serenity Prayer, like who actually created it.
Well, I feel like the Serenity Prayer, you were like through your recovery, you were at the fifth stage of change where it became maintenance, and that prayer seemed to be something that you were able to apply to life and help you with the maintenance. It's a beautiful
Yeah.
prayer. And in your the wisdom part to like know the difference, it's almost like I view like life and change as like your choose your own adventure. With
Yeah.
each choice, like either the power to like, hey, this isn't mine, the courage, like, okay, this is mine, I need to take this. I think that's beautiful, Stephanie.
That's
Oh, so nice when you
awesome.
share. Thank you for
Nice of
sharing.
you to share. I love our culture cues. This is
Culture
awesome.
cues. Yeah, I like this segment. We'll have more of these. This is part of our one of our many changes to
Part of our change
video.
series, our change brings change series.
Change
That's
bring change series. That is the most appropriate.
what.
Yeah. Well, we'll see everyone for the next culture cue.
That's right. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. Bye,
Bye.
y'all.